This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're learning that one of President Biden's very first actions after he takes the oath of office on Inauguration Day will be a show of unity. He'll travel to Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And he'll be joined by former presidents of both parties, Obama, Bush, and Clinton. But at the moment, the FBI is worrying aloud about possible violence leading up to Biden's inauguration. Listen to this warning from FBI Director Chris Wray to those who may be thinking about causing trouble, like last week's attack on the U.S. Capitol building.
We're looking at individuals who may have an eye towards repeating that same kind of violence that we saw last week. I mean, from January 6th alone, we've already identified over 200 suspects. So we know who you are if you're out there, and FBI agents are coming to find you.
President-elect Biden will tell us more today about his plan to speed up delivery of coronavirus vaccines. But last night, he gave us a broad look at his ideas.
He's calling it the American Rescue Plan, a $1.9 trillion initiative aimed at speeding up vaccinations and financial help to struggling Americans in the form of bigger relief checks and temporary unemployment benefit boosts. The plan calls for boosting virus testing as part of his aim of reopening most schools by the spring, and also folds in Democratic priorities like increasing the minimum wage and expanding paid leave, which are certain to face GOP pushback. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Biden has chosen former FDA Commissioner Dr. David Kessler to lead the scientific effort to get COVID-19 vaccine shots into arms. The virus has killed almost 389,000 people in this country. This is AP News. And now to China and Starbucks.
China's President Xi Jinping is asking former CEO Howard Schultz of Starbucks to help repair U.S.-Chinese relations that have plunged to their lowest level in decades. The letter from Xi to Schultz, reported by the China news agency, is a rare direct communication from the paramount leader to a foreign business figure. Schultz opened Starbucks' first Chinese outlet in 1999 and is a frequent visitor. She wrote to Schultz to encourage him and Starbucks to continue to play an active role in promoting Chinese-US economic and trade cooperation and the development of bilateral relations. The agency has given no indication whether the letter reflects an initiative to ask American corporate leaders to help change policy after President-elect Joe Biden takes office next week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.